Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg, Anna Mulaklani 24, Pretoria 25.
Holiday traffic holding things up in Davidson. There's a massive truck accident on the N12 West just before the R51 Kingsway exit, causing delays there and lots of congestion heading through various routes on the Johannesburg CBD.
Seven people have been killed after a minibus taxi they were travelling in overturned on the N3 toll route between Villiers and Heidelberg this morning. Five people were injured, with two sustaining serious injuries. Road Traffic Management Corporation spokesperson Simon Zwane says the cause of the crash remains unclear at the moment.
The RTMC has sent a team of crash investigators to the N3 in Dasville in Mpumalanga, where taxi overturned. The exact cause of the accident is not known, and the road has been temporarily closed to ensure uninterrupted investigation by the investigators on scene.
The Gauteng MEC for Health and Wellness, Nomantu Nkomo Ralikoko, is set to visit the Provincial Emergency Medical Service Operations Centre in Midrand tomorrow. This is to assess emergency response. The department spokesperson Motale Tale Modiba says the MEC will also be this week part of Christmas Day activities at Tembisa Provincial Tertiary Hospital.
The Gauteng MEC for Health and Wellness, Nomantu Nkomo Ralikoko, will welcome Christmas babies at the Tembisa Provincial Tertiary Hospital on Christmas Day. And while at the Tembisa Hospital, she will also reopen the newly renovated female medical ward.
The Drinks Federation of South Africa is emphasizing the importance of responsible consumption during the festive season. The festive season is generally sees a surge in road accidents due to factors including increased traffic volumes, alcohol consumption, fatigue and adverse weather conditions. The Federation's Shamal Redshaw told the SABC that alcohol traders must also embrace their role as key partners in fostering drink. Responsible drinking.
At the DFSA, we are asking for responsible consumption over this period, understanding your limits and drinking in what we call moderation. So we also call upon the liquor traders to keep to their liquor license regulations. And, you know, some of the main things that we highly encourage is not to serve alcohol to anyone that is under the age of 18.
And Nigerian police raised the death toll from two stampedes at food distribution centres to 32. This comes as the country's grappled with a spate of deadly crowd crushes at charity events. 22 people were killed on Sunday as people queued outside a centre distributing rice. More on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Jopinar Hoofdminister. 7 mense is dood in botsing op die N3 vanoggend.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Game start.
Smoke free, party all night. Come on, gumbe, go, what's up?